the soft light of the candle, the whole room began to shimmer with light. The candle flickered, and on the face of the storyteller, one could see the light not only of the candle, but the very light of a new age. In that small room in Galilee, or in Jerusalem, or in Antioch, or in Rome, the people gathered together in small groups to hear stories about Jesus of Nazareth. The storytellers painted a picture in which the very meaning of their lives was transformed by hearing these stories. And in entering into the story of Jesus, they found the stories of their own lives connected and transformed as they listened in the quiet of those evenings gathered around candles, listening to the stories. The biblical stories begin with our breath. And I'd like to take a moment for us to be silent and to pray. You might pay attention to the rise and fall of your breath. To the way in each moment that God renews our life without our even thinking about it. Lord God, we abandon this time to you, and we give you thanks for our life, our breath, and for these stories. Use this time as you see fit, that we might be closer and might know you more intimately. In Jesus' name, amen. The birth of Jesus, the beginning of Jesus' journey. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and the lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flocks by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were filled with fear. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will be to all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there were with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, glorifying and praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among all peoples on whom God's favor rests." When the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Hey, let's go and see this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us." And so they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And everyone who heard it marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying, praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them. In Mark, Jesus' baptism is the beginning of his journey. And this is the story of the baptism of Jesus. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee, and he was baptized by John in the Jordan. And as he came up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn open and the Spirit descending upon him like a dove. And a voice came out of heaven. "You are my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drove him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness for 40 days, tested by Satan. And he was with the wild beasts. And the angels came and ministered to him. After some days, he returned to Capernaum, and the word got around that he was at home. And many people gathered together, so there was no longer any room for them, not even around the door. And he was preaching the word to them. Now they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. And when they couldn't get near him because of the crowd, they made a hole in the roof. When they'd torn open a hole that was big enough, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "My son, your sins are forgiven." Now there were some scribes who were sitting there questioning within themselves, "Who is this man to talk like this? It is blasphemy. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And Jesus, sensing that they were questioning like this within themselves, said to them, "Why do you question like this in your hearts? What is easier for me to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Rise, take up your pallet and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." And he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, rise, take up your pallet, and go home." And he got up And immediately, he rolled up his pallet, and he walked out in front of them all, so that they were all amazed and began to glorify God, saying, "Whoa, we've never seen anything like this." And Jesus went out beside the sea, and all the crowd went with him. And he taught them beside the sea. There was a man who had two sons. And the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of the inheritance that is mine." And he divided his inheritance between them. Now, after not many days, the son gathered together all his possessions and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his inheritance in loose living. And after he had spent everything that he had, a famine arose in that land. And he began to be in want. And he went and hired himself to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed the swine. And he would gladly have eaten the carob pods that he fed the swine. And no one gave him anything. When he came to himself, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? And here I sit, starving. I will arise, and I will go to my father, and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Take me as one of your hired hands.' And so he arose, and he came to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, and he ran to him, and he embraced him, and kissed him. But the son said, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son.'" And the father called to his servant and said, "Bring the best robe and put it on him, and a ring on his finger, and shoes on his feet, and take the fatted calf and kill it, and let us rejoice, for this my son was dead and he is alive. He was lost, and he is found.' And they began to celebrate." Now the elder son had been out in the fields working, and he came in, and he heard the sound of music and dancing. And he called to one of the servants and asked him what this might mean. And the servant said to him, "Your brother has come home, and your father has killed the fatted calf, because he has received him back safe and sound." And he was angry and refused to go in. And his father came out and begged him. But the son said to him, "All these years I have slaved for you, and I have never disobeyed one of your commands. And you have never even given me so much as a kid that I might have a party with my friends. And then this son of yours, who has squandered your inheritance with whores, comes home, and you kill for him the fatted calf? And the father said to him, "My son, you are always with me, and everything that I have is yours. But it is right that we rejoice and celebrate, for this your brother was dead, and he is alive. He was lost, and he is found." Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go across to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had dismissed the crowd, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was way out on the sea, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus came to them walking on the sea. But when they saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified, saying, It's a ghost!" And they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, I am. Don't be afraid." And Peter answered him, saying, "Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." And so Peter got out the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him. He said to him,
Oh man. Of little faith, why did you doubt?"
And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "You really are the Son of God." From there he arose and went away into the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he entered into a house and wanted no one to know it. Yet he could not be hid. But immediately a woman, whose daughter was possessed by an unclean spirit, heard of him. And she came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And Jesus said to her, "Let the children first be fed. It is not right to take the children's bread and feed it to the dogs." But she said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the dogs will eat the crumbs that fall off the children's table." And he said to her, "For this saying, you may go your way. The demon has left your daughter." And she went home, and she found the child lying in bed, and the demon gone. Came to Jericho. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the side of the road. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth who was passing by, he began to cry out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And those who were standing by rebuked him and told him to shut up. But he cried out all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." And Jesus stopped and said, "Call him." And they said to him, "Take heart, get up, he's calling you." And so Bartimaeus threw off his cloak, and he jumped up, and he came to Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" And Bartimaeus said, "My Rabbi, I want to see again." And Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has saved you." And immediately he received his sight. He followed him on the way. And when it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining and eating, Jesus said to them, "One of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." And they all began to be sad, and to say to him, one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread with me in the same dish. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him in the Scriptures. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed.
it would be better for that man if he had never been born. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread, and he blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And he said, "Take. This is my body." And taking a cup, and having given thanks, he gave it to them. And they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. And truly I say to you, never again shall I drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And they compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. And they brought him to a place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull. And they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him and divided his garments among them by throwing dice on them to see what each one of them would get. And it was the third hour. And they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." And with him they crucified two thieves, one on his right and one on his left. And those who passed by wagged their heads. "Ah! You who would destroy the temple and build it up in 3 days, save yourself and come down from the cross." And the chief priests and the scribes mocked him to one another, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down from the cross that we might see and believe." And even those who were crucified with him reviled him. And at the sixth hour, there was a deep darkness that descended over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani." Which means, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who were standing at the foot of the cross said, "Hey, he's calling Elijah." And one of them, running and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and held it up to him to drink, saying, Wait! Well, let's see whether Elijah will come to take him down. But Jesus, giving a loud cry, breathed his last. And the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the centurion, who stood facing him, when he saw how he died, said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." And there were women who were watching from a distance. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James the younger, and Joseph, and Salome, who had been with him when he was in Galilee and had served him, and many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. And when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James, and Salome went and bought spices so that they might go out and anoint him. And getting up very early on the first day of the week, they went out to the tomb as the sun was rising. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" But looking up, they saw that the stone had already been rolled back. Now, it was a big stone. And going into the tomb, they saw a young man sitting at the right hand, clothed in a white robe, and they were amazed. He said to them, "Don't be amazed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He's been raised. He isn't here. Look at the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he said to you." And going out from the tomb, the women fled for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.